What's good, y'all? It's the Hot Box Chronicles podcast. It's your host, Day, with my mans.
It's your boy, B.O.P. It's your boy, Bop, man. Checking in. How y'all doing out there?
No. And who you are?
And I'm Patrick.
He's and I'm Patrick. You back? Episode 3, you back.
Episode 3.
My nigga three-round king out here, B. You know what I'm saying? My nigga made it back for episode 3. Faithful. How y'all brothers been? How y'all brothers been, Young Kings? How you been?
I'm living, so I can't complain.
Yeah, I'm just tired.
You say you're just tired?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're a hard working brother.
Yeah, nigga, when you in the Matrix, nigga, you gonna be tired. You out here being a robot for these people.
That nigga hit you in the goddamn Matrix. What the lighter? You got the lighter? Maybe we gotta get the blunt rolling started, right? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, this gonna be the sober episode.
Shit. No, our listeners don't play that shit. Them niggas know we gets to it.
Man, we grown. They don't tell me. Nah, as you can. I thank y'all.
Facts. Most definitely, brother. I also want to start off by saying, you know what I'm saying, it's really the last day for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Tomorrow's the last day, but you know.
And happy Halloween.
Yeah, and happy Halloween.
With a full moon.
Is it full moon,
right? Yes, yeah,
nigga. Yeah, I better manifest some. You know what I'm saying? Manifest some.
Let's take a little 10 seconds of silence to manifest some.
Manifest what?
Alright. You took 10 minutes of silence to manifest whatever you wanted. But I said you didn't have time. You didn't even manifest, but I manifested some. How about you, brother? You manifest some?
Yeah, manifest shit every day. He said I did.
That nigga said manifest what? You just missed the whole 10-second manifestation, bro.
Nigga, you talk to him, nigga. Whatever you feel like you want to, you know what I'm saying? You speak to the universe. Is it like you go to your mom and your dad?
I didn't. I said I almost asked him my cup.
Yeah.
No, I put the top back on.
Facts.
Man, well, we're going. You'll know.
Thanks.
Whatever you ask for, just you know what I'm saying. Make sure you do the steps too.
Of course, brethren. Of course.
No, it'll gotcha. Come to you.
So I want to start off by saying, you know, have you heard about, you know, young Walter Wallace Jr., the brother that was murdered by the police in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I heard about that little situation. My question is, from what I was like. Heard or understood, because I don't watch the news, you know what I'm saying? I heard that, you know, that they when the people called the police, they said something about the guy was ill, you know what I'm saying? Well, he had an illness or something.
Yep, the father did call the police and all right, say
well, that being, see, okay. So why was lethal force being taken? I understand, like, the dude ain't got it out all his marbles, you dig what I'm saying?
They say he had a knife.
My
not
question,
just anything, because in the video you really don't see a knife, but they say he had.
I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't speak on it. But to solve issues like that, I think there should be like a therapist that goes on every trip. You know, when you have mental patients, you know what I'm saying, call with mental people. Mm-hmm. There should be a therapist that's on call, or when they send in the office or something, that should go on the ride with them to. You know what I'm saying? Because it's some things therapists or psychiatrists can say and do that the police don't. You know, this nigga just no hand-to-hand combat. He learned at the academy 10 weeks ago.
Facts. Like, facts. Grapple combat.
They got forensic psychologists for that.
No, I'm talking about like, but what he's saying is basically. No.
Before when, it even when gets there that far, bro.
And I agree with what you're saying. When there's a call saying, hey, we need help with a person that's unstable.
They got people for that.
No, but see, they should have sent them. The cops just pulled up.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, all right, so this is what happened. Let me get y'all brothers called.
Let me tell you what happened.
All right, so a father calls the police to say, he didn't call the police, he called 911, the emergency hotline, okay? Because I don't know if a lot of people don't understand. 911 is not the police number. That's the emergency hotline that links you to either three. Ambulance to firemen.
They want to ask you what you need.
You feel me? Niggas be getting confused about that's the police number. No, it's not. All right. So, what happened was the father calls and says, hey, you know what I'm saying? My son is having a mental breakdown. Can you send somebody? You know, we need help calming him down. Two police officers put up two skinny ass white boys that you know damn well ain't from the streets of Philadelphia pulled up to the hood.
No, man, fuck the street shit. They are not qualified to deal with a mental patient.
That too. You feel me? So,
hey, you got some scary niggas with a gun? Oh, Lord. Boy, facts. You know what's going to happen.
So the whole time, you know what I'm saying? They like, put the knife down. He walking through the street. But you can hear him in the street. You know, just, like, you can't really hear what he's saying. But it just sounds like he just, you know, doing something like that. But he in the street, they circling around. They say he had a knife, but you can't really see the knife. So that tells me right there, if you can't really see the knife on camera, that knife went to the smaller shit. So even if that nigga pulled out a Swiss Army knife, you could have shot him one time in the kneecap. You could have pepper sprayed him from a distance. You could have tased him. They shot this brother 10 times and killed him right there in front of his mother and his family.
You know why I don't think that cops and people with weapons is an excuse for cops to pull guns on people? Because cops and whatever, like, you know, with me being military, they should learn close hand combat, right? We do.
But the military is different. Y'all niggas out there fighting them motherfucking thigh outs.
Okay, but
it doesn't matter, bro.
They still got the same thing. They still getting bullets shot over their head and shot at them.
Yeah.
And we go overseas and go wherever else.
You see, they give y'all more training. This is what I feel. They give y'all more training because y'all dealing with people from other countries, and one mistake can make a war.
I don't think that, bro.
That is no excuse. You got
I'm not saying that's an excuse.
You got serial killers that do the same thing people across the world do.
True shit.
And nobody does anything about it.
He ain't gotta be a serial killer. Niggas just be the next door. Like,
see, what I'm saying is, they teach y'all, as far as the military, more because that's a diplomatic thing. One mistake can cause a nuclear attack with y'all. If y'all go over there and curse the wrong motherfucker out and kill the wrong motherfuckers, that can start a war. You see what I'm saying? Over here, bad enough the white people feel like they got power. The government is on 25,000, feel like they gangster. You see what I'm saying? So that's the thing. So when they hiring officers, they're not thinking, oh, you know what I'm saying, let's get these niggas psychological training and how to deal with people. Oh, no, let me go ahead and get this nigga a gun. He can protect himself and get these motherfucking niggas in order.
When you being a cop, I think they should ask where your bullet in high school should be on the application.
That's a good answer.
Because think about it, that's a lot of niggas.
How do you feel against black people?
No, I wouldn't even take it that deep, bro. But I'm like, just bullying itself, because a lot of niggas get that badge, and boy, you can't tell them shit. They come, it's the top flash security of the world.
NYPD blue.
The facts, and he gonna die by that shit. Like,
cops.
No, because that's niggas be trying to make names for themselves. Like, you don't know what the fuck they be doing. They be chilling, eating that breakfast in the morning. Hey, bro, I'm going to try to give you about 2 or 3 arrests today. Shit, I'm getting 5.
And then they come with there's a knock on my door.
Facts, you never know what be going through their mind, bro. They human like everybody else. So,
There ain't no excuse to have that shit.
You right about that.
It ain't just because the black shit. It's people in general. It ain't just black people. It's not just black people.
What are you talking about?
The cops.
Hell yeah,
nigga.
It
ain't just black people.
What you mean?
As far as
name the last 10 white people that died, man, getting pulled over.
I'm talking about offline.
What you mean offline?
Offline, off record, something that's not in the fucking media, that's not on TV.
Okay, even if you want to play the off record card, nigga, you can still look up statistics and see that for itself.
You ain't even gotta do that, nigga, just look up the local shit.
You feel what I'm saying? Either way, you see what I'm saying? That's what I'm like, the thing is, when ain't gonna stop, like, not even.
But you gotta this look at it, nigga. We might not, like, because we're in a small town, shit, we might not get the killings and shit like the big cities, but shit, they gonna near your ass to the cross when you go up to the
like,
front.
I ain't gonna hold you. When I'm up north, like, I ain't looking as far as the police. You know what I'm saying? As long as, you know what I'm saying, I know I ain't doing no crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't worried about the police. Down here in the south, nigga, I be worried about the motherfucker because I know I'm black. I know he's gonna be on that bullshit off the muscle.
That's true.
Nigga, that nigga be parked in the motherfucking cut minding his business and I be nervous as fuck. Ain't do shit. Like, I'm trying to get my shit together, and I already got the seatbelt on. I'm trying to make sure it's tight. Like, you have to make sure it ain't loose. Like, you feel me? Like, you sometimes you sit up with your shoulder up to make so they can see. You can let them see the seatbelt.
Sometimes shit you like. Jam a little harder to make sure. I'm a happy black guy, not a mean black guy. Like,
you feel me? Like,
ain't it really to me?
I know, nigga, because you know.
I ain't gonna say all cops, but there's a few that I know.
Nah, I ain't gonna say all cops. But
there, there's a few. I'm not gonna name them, but there's a few that I can name that I can point out that. Nah,
you got a personal
vacation. Yeah, you know, this
nigga, saying, you are a lot of
you.
I'm
not saying all
us,
cops are bad cops, because my uncle's a cop. My uncle, Adrian's a cop. Well, he's a detective, but, you know, he was a cop.
Nigga,
so, you know,
is what it is,
you feel
nigga.
Me? Like, I'm not
like
saying
said,
all cops.
All cops are not bad.
You feel me? Like, but what I'm saying is, nigga, a lot of white cops are killing black people because them niggas are legit scared. But this is my thing.
My question is, why the niggas are letting it happen? I don't give a fuck. Too. My question is.
That too, because I ain't going to hold you. I might would have clapped him. That would have been my brother. He would have got clapped in the street. He had to lay next to my brother.
Facts, nigga.
Like, that's how I feel. He would have got clapped.
Like, these cops, that these niggas that be recording, bro. It be one cop on the scene and 20 niggas recording.
Facts, because I'm to the point
so
like
my
this.
So my question is, if you seen this nigga getting his shit beat in by the cop, why are you going to pull out your phone and record and say, yeah, I got evidence? Why don't help this man? This nigga's calling back up just like the police calling for backup. He out on the radio. This nigga's calling out for help. Like, bro, can somebody help this man? It can't be two of y'all versus one until the cop get down. You never know what happened.
Right.
You never know. You might come over there and hit this nigga the
just
cop
like
one
with
time.
The George Floyd shit. I was sitting there like, yo, son, it was too many black people sitting there recording.
Man,
that
fuck
George
the black,
shit.
Bro. It's people in general, bro. You got to have, nigga, you got a heart somewhere, bro.
But no, I'm saying this
nigga got a heart, bro.
No, I'm saying that to say this. First, the first people that should have helped George Floyd was the black people that were sitting there. Because, nigga, black love come first.
It doesn't true. Fucking matter. Yeah, nigga, the first nigga on the scene should have helped that man, bro.
The person that shot the picture or recorded the video
was a young lady. You know damn well.
But like, you know.
Don't.
You already know my
opinion. Nah, she was a young chick.
You already know my
opinion. She was some 28-year-old, 30-year-old chick and, you know, could jump on him. Nah. But see, the rest of them niggas that was standing out, they should have busted the move. You see what I'm saying?
That's a lot of things.
That's what I'm saying.
There's
a lot of
people around that.
There's a lot of women should have
could
would have.
If she was a young girl, then there was a parent, or there was somebody that was there with her.
Yeah, no, she was walking from school. Like,
okay.
I believe she was walking from school.
But she's in
when she was recording, there's other people started to stand out there. You see what I'm saying? See, while she was recording, I ain't going on some G-shot. I've been there, like, nigga, I was pressing them niggas. Like, what you telling y'all niggas? I've been pushing them niggas off all that.
Yeah, I'm with all that good.
Like, you
think
they had the rest of them, what can they do?
Nigga, if it's
I'm
one
pretty
cop,
sure when that video surfaced and they seen us pushing them cops off them, nigga, you'd be surprised. Jay-Z probably bailed us out.
Man, I ain't looking for no bailout.
You know, you feel me? Like, nigga, they looking for some bailout, but it's like, nigga, you gotta set the tone.
I'm helping the next man out, bro. This nigga's getting his shit. He got covers on to get his shit beat on.
Like,
bro.
Son, we're sitting there watching them kill this black man in front of us. Like, so you gotta set the tone.
Nigga, I seen them do it to a Spanish person, bro.
Yeah, that too, nigga.
Like, yeah,
the black
bro,
and the brown,
shit,
son,
stupid, bro.
First and foremost, everything black. You feel
nah,
me?
My bad. I felt like I was winning right quick. Ooh, well, I took it back to college days. Yes, sir.
Yeah, look, you good, brother.
But nah.
You gotta roll up another.
But listen, man. These situations. Fuck the color. You gotta see past that, bro. That color shit is on this. It's a division. It's a separation, bro.
Right.
Fuck that. At the end of the day, everybody's human. You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So once you get past that type of shit, bro, you gonna help. You can help your fellow man.
But see, to get past that, start with self love.
Yeah, fuck the self love, nigga.
So you can't love anybody else if you don't love yourself.
You ain't gotta love the next nigga to help him out.
No, not in the sense of that. I'm just
exactly.
saying.
Exactly. Fuck that. And trust that shit. It will come. Trust me, it will come. But to get that far, you gotta give without looking for something in return, bro.
Thanks.
You feel what I'm saying? Shit, you just know to bounce back. Just like everybody say, they always say when the bad shit come on, karma's motherfucker. What goes around, come around.
Yeah,
I know. No, I'm just saying. Why they never say that shit when good shit come around? When you help out somebody, you know what I'm saying? Hey, bro, do I owe you anything? No, you straight, bro. It'll come. You know what I'm saying?
That's
no, you straight.
Trying,
you good.
That's how I'm believing that negativity. I don't be trying to get into that negative shit.
Exactly.
That bad
bro.
Luck shit, that karma shit, and all that
you
shit.
Never,
like,
yeah, I don't deal
that with, good luck shit. I don't believe in good luck.
I don't
believe
in that shit, bro.
God blesses you throughout your life. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Let me help you. You struggling right now. Let me bless you. Go, nigga. You blessing. That good luck shit, I don't believe in that bad luck
my
shit.
My shit going to come on down the road. I ain't worried about it.
No, you feel me? But it's just like, yo, son, that, like I said last episode, that picketing shit is tired. That shit's old. niggas gotta set the tone. You gotta start whooping these niggas' asses. Mm-hmm. That's how you set the tone. Niggas been picketing
since
the fucking 50s.
So niggas gonna fight the rest of their life. Answer that question.
Nah, you like.
Niggas gonna get tired of fighting.
You feel what I'm saying? But this is the thing. After a while, niggas gonna buy your son.
Right now, niggas are tired of fighting. What are you seeing?
No. Kids. Niggas are tired of picketing, so now them niggas riding and fighting.
The same shit.
You feel what I'm saying? But now.
What comes out the fighting? Niggas start getting their ass over niggas. You know what happened.
Resolution.
I'm going to get the gun. I'm gonna pop the trunk.
You feel me? But see, sometimes.
So what you gonna do? What you gonna do when these niggas pull out their gears?
Shit, the niggas gonna have to. They might have to go to that because at the end of the day,
okay, how you gonna
do
it? You
can't keep picking it. You got it. Sometimes the fight leads toward war leads to peace.
How you gonna do that when you don't have unity amongst yourself? I mean, amongst your people.
My question is why?
That's why I said a little while ago. It starts with us. It starts with black love. You see what I'm saying? That's why I said in the sense with the George Floyd shit, black. If it was motherfucking 10 blacks, 10 whites, 10 Chinese, and so on, I'm saying if it was 10 blacks, 10 whites, 10 Chinese.
So you can't just say that. No, but you already know how I feel about the situation.
No, listen to what I'm saying. But
I understand what you're
saying. If there was 10 different ethnicities, 1,000 ethnicities and 10 each, I feel like the blacks should have moved first off the strength because of black love. You know what I'm saying?
Who said there was niggas down? Who says niggas didn't show up until late on?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's how I felt what happened. But when you see the videos, niggas is there. Even when he like, I can't breathe, niggas is there.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying on that note. That's just how I say that to say
so
this. Let's do it like this.
Four niggas dead instead of one nigga dead.
Nah, because them four niggas would have jumped on them cops. You know what I'm saying? They would have made it.
And then once again, they going to go to the I fear for my life
on
shit.
On some real
pull
shit.
Pull out the bangers. And then you got
shit,
extra niggas dead instead of one nigga dead.
I keep it a whole band. On some real shit. If I feel like if four or five niggas would have approached them cops, I feel like they would have stood up and be like, step back. They would have got off of him.
I doubt that shit, bro.
To be a whole band, I feel like they would have got off him because it was only four of them.
I doubt it.
You see what I'm saying? So it was like.
Because they got exactly what they want out that shit.
Why didn't you just get the dude off his neck? Not worry about the rest of them till you get.
As I said, them niggas should have pressed them niggas. Man, you know what I'm saying? Because I say like this, nigga, if it was 10 Jewish niggas, 10 blacks, and 10 whites, nigga, and everybody asked the Jewish niggas for a dollar, you think he gonna get it? And the Jewish nigga asked for a dollar, you think the Jewish nigga gonna give us dollars first?
Shit,
he gonna give the Jewish niggas the money first. He gonna give his boys the money first.
Same shit with you, nigga. Think about it, nigga. You in school, you know damn well you want shit off your tray. Before you get two crackers, two white people can ask you that, a Spanish dude, and then your homeboy.
Oh, you already know I'm giving it to blacks.
Exactly. So what's the difference?
What's the difference? Okay, exactly what I'm saying.
There is no
black love come first. So what should have happened out there is that them black niggas sitting there, they should have jumped the fuck in.
Man, fuck the color, bro.
That's how I feel. I'm not saying, I'm not saying, just blacks. No, I'm just saying. The first people that should have made the move was the blacks. They should have made the move first.
Man, the first person should have made the move was the second motherfucker that were recording. If you knew,
I understand that. I'm not knocking that. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying.
We're not going to ever see it because I'm not going to put color into it.
Oh, no.
We'll never see eye to eye, bro, on that situation. No. Plus, you already know how I feel about this shit.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Just
being the whole band. I understand. I get what you're saying. But, nah, that shit, no. Hell no. I don't give a fuck. It was a little 13-year-old boy. If the same shit was happening to his moms, he wouldn't give a fuck who it was. He would have been out there kicking and punching, whoop. Yeah. He didn't give a fuck if he got a gun, taser, a bomb, or any fucking thing.
Of course, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it should have been a recording. Nigga should have just bust a move. Yeah, I'm saying black people sitting there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see a lot of videos.
And then, not to mention, they just pushed that issue way too motherfucking hard. Like, they got exactly what the fuck they want out this year.
As far as talking about what?
What you see now?
You saying the cops got what they want?
Nigga, everybody got what they want. Because they still got their hidden agenda that they pushing. But, you know.
What you think that is?
What you see now? Simon Says, bitch. Simon Says, don't go no motherfucking way. Sit in the house. And what y'all niggas do? Sit y'all ass in the house. Okay. Simon Says.
Because I ain't finna catch that shit.
Simon Says, put on this motherfucking mask and wear it forever.
Yeah, that's fine. Nigga, I wear it. Because I ain't finna catch that shit.
No, I'm not stunning that shit, bro.
Shit. That shit
yeah,
out here knocking niggas off.
It's the deepest shit, bro.
I don't give a fuck how deep it is, nigga. I got feminists that die from that shit.
I understand.
I don't want no smokes of that.
Nigga, I want all the smokes.
Shit, I ain't trying to catch that shit. I would probably, nigga, Michael Jackson was wearing a mask before COVID was out, so I know if Michael's doing it, it's okay to wear it.
This nigga said it's okay to wear it.
Yeah, stop playing
with
me.
He was hiding that nose, nigga. Huh? It was a fresh nose up under there.
Nigga, that nigga knew what was up. That nigga went to the other country. I saw America was at that nigga so hard. Son, Russia let him chill there for 2 weeks.
Nigga, hey.
He had America thinking he was in Nevada chilling.
He the only nigga that get to chill over there.
Dennis Rodman get to run to North Korea with no problems.
Facts, nigga.
You feel me? You know why? And what he do? He come back wearing a mask too. Nigga, North Korea like, let me tell you about your people over there. Niggas got the virus is going on. You might want to wear the mask.
That shit been happening, bro.
As far as what?
These online agendas, bro.
Yeah, there's always underlying agendas, but that COVID shit real.
But I don't be dealing with that shit.
I'm gonna wear that mask proudly.
Just like the Tuskegee Airman shit was real too, but you the Tuskegee experiment shit was real too, but you niggas still be out here fucking with no rubber. Exactly.
Which means you fuck with no rubber.
Exactly.
So how else you gonna procreate?
Same way.
How you gonna make babies with rubbers on?
So how you gonna breathe fresh down with a mask on?
Which means breathe fresh air. You can breathe fresh air. You need to lift that motherfucker up and breathe. And then put it back on. Bro, but this is my thing.
Back like, oh, hey, yeah, you the spotlight. These bitches on 1,000 back here. Shit.
But yeah, nah.
Okay, appreciate you.
Fuck around, niggas, shit. You want to motherfucking make kids, you're going to have to fuck without the rubber. But as far as the mask, on some G shit,
the mask
is not hindering you, you know what I'm saying, from breathing. It's not no cult thing. The mask is keeping from whatever them niggas got from keeping it from you getting it. And I'm proud to say, nigga, I ain't trying to catch that shit. So I will probably wear that motherfucking mask.
I don't give a fuck about it. I don't care. I respect it. You did
bugging. You feel me?
I'm not bugging.
You don't want to be sitting there, nigga. Now you got to start taking. They like, oh, you got COVID-22, the new trend. You got to take Vilasec 24,000. And then you just watched TV. And Vilasec said, if you took Vilasec 24,000 and your toe fell off while you was walking, and you look back and realize your spine was sitting on the floor, you can sue. If you died, you still can sue. Nigga, if you dead, how can you sue dead? Like, what
that's
you mean?
True. That's true, too.
You feel
that's
me?
That's true, so therefore, I'm fucked either way. Think
not necessarily.
You crazy. All right,
so what do you think the mask is doing to you?
You're fucked either way.
No, I'm saying, what do you explain to me what I'm you think the mask is doing, mask, doing to you?
I don't fuck with the shit because I feel restricted. You dig on?
All right, so if you feel, how do you feel restricted?
Put this shit on your face forever.
Okay, all right.
Exactly.
I said that to say this.
And then not to mention, you know what I'm saying? Me, I fuck with people, bro. Let me see you smile. I can't. And then not to mention, I tell a motherfucker quick, don't talk to me with that mask on, bitch. Pull it down, talk to me.
Wait, but nah. I said that to say this though. You saying it's restricting you. How it's restricting you when you can lift it up and get fresh air if you feel like you need fresh air?
Why the fuck do I have to wear? I have a choice, right?
Okay, this is what you're missing. They're not forcing you to wear nothing.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So you can't say, oh, they're forcing you.
So therefore, I lost the game of Simon Says.
No, how is there a Simon Says? Simon Says is a forcing game. Say, basically saying you have to do what Simon Says. They're saying you can wear it. You need to wear the mask. They're telling you, you need to wear the mask. So they ain't say, put it on or we come to your house to arrest you.
So I have a choice, right?
Yeah, now I'm saying.
So you have a choice in Simon Says, right?
Not necessarily. How do you have a choice in Simon Says?
Because you have a choice to do what Simon says.
No. Simon's telling you to do it. In order to win, you have to do it.
So therefore, and okay, I just said I lost the fucking game of Simon Says.
But how
says,
is
nigga?
This Simon Says? This is what you're missing. How is it Simon Says when they like,
okay, were you rocking a mask before this shit?
Because there was no COVID before.
No. Before all this shit, you weren't rocking a mask when this shit was swine flu and H, all that shit that's
if you're playing that role, swine flu was not everywhere. It was just in the specific states. Really, I think on the west side. But when the COVID popped, COVID started going everywhere. Niggas ain't start taking it seriously or some G shit until they start seeing their own people die from it.
Okay.
I know people that died from it, so
I've known people that died from it.
Exactly. So if I know, it's different if I just see white people dying. I'm like, niggas can play that. Oh yeah, that's white disease, off the muscle. Like if I see Chinese people dying, oh, it's only killing Chinese people. But when I'm getting phone calls, they're like, yeah, your uncle just died of COVID. This nigga caught it Thursday and Saturday. This nigga died, and you like.
I understand that.
I don't need that shit.
You seen the tech message. I was telling you too about
you feel me?
Like,
so, of course, I'm putting the mask on off the strength that I don't want to catch none of these niggas out here. And you know motherfuckers be nasty, B. Because it was a white man on the news that said, I had COVID and didn't want to wear the mask. I'm like, so you just going around wanting to pass the shit. That's like a bitch having AIDS. And she like,
question.
Oh, it's restricted if you wear a condom.
So how do you know now?
What? Know what?
Any one of us have it.
I don't know if y'all niggas got it.
My point is that
you see what I'm saying?
But this is my thing.
I feel more safe around y'all because I know how y'all are. I know y'all hygiene levels. I know y'all take care of yourselves.
Boy, fuck.
That's what you're missing. No. Other niggas, you can't. So you telling me you can go right outside, look at a random white guy, and be like, yeah, I know you bathe twice a day.
You don't know. This nigga could just ate some ass or something. He could just ate. He ain't gonna say ate ass. He could have ate his girl vagina.
Okay, but now look, peep game. I know one thing. I know and y'all then, niggas is clean. And then this I know y'all not no dirty niggas.
And then this nigga just sealed the whole blunt. He just licked tongue. I know y'all not. Tongue all over.
Stupid. No. Now we smoking ass blunts.
You know what I'm saying though? We can't. You can't be that but shit. See, think no, about no, it, bro. No, no. If you're gonna think like that, you have from the jump.
No, I see what you're saying. You're talking about if I'm wearing it, I need to wear it for everybody. But this is my thing.
Nah, nigga, just live in the bubble.
No, hell no. Because nigga being too clean can kill you.
Okay then. So nah, but say, what's but the difference? How you know when you're right in the middle?
This is the difference in that.
How do you know you're right?
This is different. COVID is killing niggas. You know what I'm saying? Then again,
everything you have not. Nah, pneumonia game, killing niggas.
Peep game. COVID is killing niggas.
The flu is killing niggas.
And then
I brush my teeth.
But he's still on there.
He had a thing. Nah, I didn't eat it, baby. Let me let these niggas know.
I brush my teeth before and after. I got to, cause then I gotta
got him.
Then I gotta smoke. Then I gotta smoke too.
Yo, got him.
However,
booyah.
We had to clear that shit up real quick.
I see you. That nigga, he let us talk. You know what? Y'all niggas ain't taking a break yet. Let me go ahead and say this. Let me put this on the record, nigga, because this is live, nigga. Fuck that. Let me say this now.
Yeah. You know somebody.
Somebody sure gonna call that. Oh, y'all, he got the ass mouth? Y'all got ass mouth podcast? Fat nip that shit, but no, first of all, I don't do that to my guys.
I brush my teeth before juicy and after.
Birds, but nah, but yeah, like
know,
I was saying,
you know, niggas are cleaning you, boy. You
like I was saying, clean, though, I feel more safe around people I know, you know what I'm saying? Now, if y'all was some dirty ass nigga, of course, I'm gonna wear my mask, nigga. I ain't trying to pass y'all no blunts, you feel me? But if you saying a mask is restricted, shit.
Talk to me.
What if a bitch hit you with the you got it going wrong because the condom restricted?
Who?
I'm just saying.
Who?
You said the mask is restricting you. No. What if she feel like the condom restricted her?
Yeah, bitch, I'm turning a new day. Who? Who? What you mean? Who? I might even turn stone cold. What? What?
Juvenile, huh?
Thanks, nigga.
Which one, huh? G shit.
You're bugging, bro.
This but nah, you know what I'm saying? Awesome G shit, though. But I wear my mask out because.
So I
said that this
live on. I live on the edge. How about that?
You stupid.
It's 2020. We live on the edge, nigga. Come on. Fuck with you. All right,
PK, awesome G shit. That's why I wear my mask. I see shit like this. Shit, I was in Walmart, right? Yesterday with. Nah, day before yesterday with Grandma.
That because you pay attention more.
Peep this, son. Shorty was doing the keypad, no gloves, doing the keypad when she swiped her card.
I ain't dumb, man.
Her baby was crying. An infant baby was crying. Guess what she do? Go in there, rub the baby face. Stop crying, baby. I'm like, oh, wow. A thousand hands on her baby face. Just like that fast.
Just that fast. Shit, though. Who? You don't be thinking about that shit.
Who?
You be eating a burger.
Who?
Like, damn, I need to get some cash out of ATM.
A one, a two, nigga, who?
I need to get some cash out of the ATM.
And look, get the cash out. Come right in here and hit that motherfucking hand sanitizer.
Yeah, I said, now you do.
Nigga, shit, fuck that. Ever since they talking about this COVID shit.
Exactly. You weren't conscious of that shit before?
Yeah, but see, now this COVID shit popping
up.
Nah,
nigga. What did COVID was here before that?
Look.
What did COVID...
Now, COVID has been here before that, but just not this strain.
But I'm saying, though. Oh, so it's mutated.
Nah, the white man mutated. My question is, China.
Who the fuck playing?
The white nigga dead. They talking about he getting 5 years prison. This nigga killed a million people.
So you're saying somebody playing played?
This bitch stupid talking about somebody playing plague. Oh,
think about it. Somebody playing plague. That's the key.
Not me. Nah, peep game. Alright. What happened was this nigga was doing shit and America told that nigga to stop doing shit. Stop fucking with it. This nigga skipped town and went to China. China hooked him up with a couple labs and then this dumbass let loose by accident. And come to find out, they found out it was him. And this, it was crazy. It was like some movie shit too. What the fuck? There's some shit you see in Die Hard. Like, what the fuck? Jesus shit. Yeah. Let me roll this blunt though, you know.
Yeah, you done with it? But you still got it?
It's a dude. So I got a question for you, bro.
It's a dude. What's up, sir?
I got a question for you. What's up? Bitch tell you you can't be with her unless you buy her a Birkin. What you saying? What you doing?
What?
She tell you, oh, this ain't gonna work because you can't afford a Birkin.
What you mean?
Tell her to show me her account.
What you mean? No. There's too many words, bitch. No.
Tell her to show me her account.
Show you an account. Bitch, I ain't finna. Buy her a Birkin. Mm-hmm.
They remind me.
Buy her a Birkin.
Let me give you an example.
But my mama don't have one.
Let me give
one.
You an example of something in a simple world. In a Like, in a lower class world.
This our lower class
world. This chick was on Facebook talking about somebody going, a man going hell with her on rent. In this generation, I said, you might as well get you a sugar daddy for that. She gonna say, for what? And they gonna have the nerve to tell me that it's something that I can't do.
Now, do you feel like...
motherfucker, I got more in my pack. I got more in my bank account right now than you make in a week. Your money is tax-free.
All right, well, how do you feel? Do you feel like if a man go half of a woman, he's less of a man?
No.
I don't give a fuck. They're between y'all, for real. I don't give a fuck on any of that shit. They're between y'all, too. That's y'all business. Give a damn if you want to do 25-75. As long as shit get paid, it get paid.
25-75.
As long as it get paid, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
The people, male and female, they don't want to do that shit.
It's some females out here, you know what I'm saying? They take care of all the bills while the nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, he's a suck ass nigga.
You know what I'm saying? It just happened like that. I don't know.
There's some suck ass niggas out here.
No. Because I've had a chick tell me that if I leave somebody that. Sure, I ain't never got to work again.
Exactly.
And I don't need for nothing.
That's ever okay, again. Now, but would you leave for that? Would you let a bitch take care of you? No. You're not that type of nigga. You're not a suck-ass nigga.
Oh, bitch, you can I'm going to still do me in
exactly.
the meantime.
Y'all not suck-ass niggas.
I'm definitely not sitting at the crib watching play 2K
y'all
all day.
Y'all not suck-ass niggas.
Hey, you can come on over. She at work right now. You know what I'm saying?
She paying all the bills. Your name not even on the lease, but she talking about she don't want you leaving shit, nigga.
I'm talking about your homie and that bitch cooking like he at the house.
You feel me?
Nigga, what a link set from yesterday. Bitch, why
shit,
are you
think it's
all
sweet and games? She paying all the bills and shit, buying you PS5s. You got a whole room to yourself. Like, she coming with seven other niggas like, yeah, you're one of my many concubines. Nigga, you gonna be that motherfucker like, what?
Yeah, bitch, I'm in a whole poly relationship. That means you got hella bitches.
Nah, she coming with a bunch of niggas.
I don't give a fuck, bitch.
Eight niggas.
Want. That what you want? All right. You know,
she tell you can't sleep with nobody but her.
Who?
I gotta sleep on her.
Thank you. Thank you.
Alright, so
I'm one of them other eight.
So think about this.
Yeah, lost one. Snow White.
This bitch stupid. So think about this shit. So can a woman say she independent if she let a man pay all her bills and do everything for her?
If it's by his choice.
No.
If it's by his choice. She can still consider herself being independent. Because she can, or at any point, she can go and do everything by herself. Respect. He can just stop paying.
I respect that, man. That nigga Pat came with some sauce today. Episode 3, my nigga turned into a professional, boy.
No, I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all ain't no suck ass niggas. Y'all better not.
Ooh, bitch, I be buying bitch a Birkin. Oh, man. I be buying bitch a Dior. I be buying bitches McQueen, you know.
Oh, this bitch said McQueen. Dior. The rain's poor.
I'm not doing that shit.
Rest in peace, Pop.
I'm not doing that shit, bro. Like,
Something to think about.
Bro, I don't even give a fuck if I had the bread. I'm not dropping 50 racks on the bag, 20 racks on the bag. Bitch, for what?
Nigga, I could drop $50,000 on a business and just be like, yo, here, you got a business to buy you 10 bags.
Facts, nigga.
You know what? I got a business. I'm going to use $50,000 to make a business. You can make your own bag.
Man, look here.
You feel me?
Look here, bro. We on another wave out here.
And then come to find out, Pat read it earlier, come to find out, with the bag, you got to motherfucking place an order for the shit. It ain't like you walk in the store. You place an order for a shit. Just like meet up with them. Then they show you the bags like a Rolls Royce, and then they mail it to you.
Yeah, just like a nigga with Richie Millers. Niggas just don't go in the store and buy Richie Millers. They know that if they want you to have one, they will send you one.
Oh, wow.
It
was like that.
Yeah. But them new joints, though, they new, I think they call yachts joint. But they like dad watches, like dad hats and shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, these motherfuckers are so. I ain't gonna say, they nigga.
Like, I never wanted a diamond watch. Because I know I bump into shit, nigga. I be losing carrot after carrot.
Nigga, I'm not even worried about that shit.
Making motherfuckers rich.
I leave that shit places. Nigga, like, somebody that came up on me. Nigga, whole life done changed on a watch. Like,
yo,
nigga.
Geez, shit. Because
I don't give a fuck about that type of shit, nigga. Like, who gives a fuck, nigga?
Exactly. That's something to think about.
Nigga, I spent $20K on a chain and left it.
You know what that meant?
Nigga, shit, nigga, I got geeked and left it in the bathroom somewhere, man.
Listening to this URL shit, right?
You talking about battle rap?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, nigga, that shit be popping.
Goods.
Yeah.
Goods. GMB. Grown man bars.
On one of his things, he said that he keeps.
There's a difference between being good and being goods. That what you saying?
Yeah, he keep his savings around his neck. He keep his money around his neck.
Hey, nigga, I'm like Lolo.
For investments.
Exactly.
A lot of people buy jewelry. You know what I'm saying? Especially gold.
That's what you need to buy gold. Fuck facts. All the other shit.
A lot of shit depreciate when you put them diamonds on. That's what I said.
Like, diamonds don't have value, nigga. They just flashy.
That too. Shit, I'd rather rock an onyx, B. Amethyst.
Give me some.
Nigga, amethyst, nigga.
Hold up.
Amethyst, nigga, onyx and shit like that, nigga. Stones, B.
Nigga, I'm into crystals now, bro. Like, I'm really into my organic crystal joints.
Yeah, you about to start lighting sage.
I think I already do that. The fuck you mean? Like,
you already said.
That already, I was on that
I
first.
See a lot of people on their spiritual realm journey joints.
Man, hey, nigga, join it, bro. Hey, I ain't gonna tell you when, but.
Nah, I got my own type of spiritual going on.
I mean, nigga, do what you do. I don't care. Thanks. That shit flying, though. I ain't think I enjoy it the way I do, bro.
You better call Lit.
Who?
Danny.
I better call Lit.
Danny.
Lick?
Lit.
Oh, I thought you said Lick. I'm like,
Lick. Lit. Danny definitely be on that spiritual.
Me too, bro. It's just, man.
You got a buff for one of the rotation. All right, so the grand question of the podcast, the grandest question. This nigga Lil Wayne and Donald Trump.
What you mean? It's cool.
I think it's part of publicity.
I don't.
It's just.
I believe he did it because of tax reasons, just like 50 Cent.
I don't.
They don't want to pay them taxes.
I think it's called a spoof in the dark or a spook in the dark or some shit like that.
I don't really know where I like 50 Cent.
I think that's what
every time I've seen an interview or anything yet, man, I'm not fucking hate 50 Cent.
I don't know, bro.
50 Cent be trying to bully niggas, and niggas really be letting 50 Cent bully them. That's the funny part.
I don't know, but back to this Lil Wayne question. Y'all ain't finna shy about it. Shy away
from that. I ain't shy away from that.
How do you brothers feel about it? I, to me, honestly,
I feel like
I don't know enough about it.
I don't, man. Fuck, I don't.
He met with Donald Trump and tried to come up with a platinum plan, but nobody know the platinum plan except a couple people.
Yeah, nigga.
What the fuck is
this is my thing.
Because it's not meant for you. You're not gonna be in that plan, nigga.
I know that for me, because that nigga ain't speaking for me.
So, like, come on.
Because first and foremost, how that nigga speak for me when that nigga just said, oh, he thought racism was over. Man. What? What? What kind of dumbass nigga says that? Nigga losing his head.
It's not even that,
looking
bro.
Like the dry condom off of the wood.
No, but if you can, it's just, your shit will change too, my nigga. If you can get these people to do whatever you want to drop or like, just some words, bro.
Ooh,
I'm just saying, nigga, if you got an entourage that say, hey, them nigga that come out here next day, tomorrow, nigga, I want you to screw up and die and take their jeans, shoes, and make them niggas walk home naked. What the fuck you think they gonna do?
But you really ain't no way.
Once you start getting power like that, what LL say on, what's on, In Too Deep? Say my name.
You know what he, yeah.
That's what take, nigga, love it.
See how Omar would look like, oh, nah, niggas, nigga tripping. Like, yeah, this niggas. Niggas start thinking and acting like that, for real, bro. Niggas start, man, come on. Then that's when they start getting too many yes men.
But that nigga always had yes men.
Yes, you get too many yes men, then things happen.
I knew he had yes men when the dreads was getting like that. Like, none of your men told you to cut that shit off, B?
No.
Nobody told you to start over?
You never know, bro, but you know.
That's crazy.
A lot. Think about it. Oh, these prescription overdose. How the fuck you get those?
Bro, I feel like on some G shit, yes, that's how man. I feel about the situation. I feel like that nigga don't have no business talking because he talking about racism. He thought racism's over. He sound like a fucking child. He went dressed up there like some fucking idiot lost bastard. Nigga didn't even dress up on no professional shit. Nigga like a whole lost Amazon ass nigga. Like a whole fucking disrespect.
So you mad because
that nigga, if
he wears what he want to.
No.
Because if I
if
was,
you talking about you going up there to represent for black people, you go up there and represent for black people wholeheartedly. Nigga, don't go up there like no fucking crackhead, and they go up there talking about some plan. Don't tell nobody the plan, but a couple people.
What you mean? Like he's dressed like a crackhead, my nigga. What if he's comfortable?
As far as comfortable, what?
nigga, anybody, what you got on right now, you consider that comfortable? You dress comfortable, right? Most niggas, okay, what if
but I'm not meeting nigga, the dumbass of America.
Man,
look, trying to talk about, you feel me? They're trying to talk about black changes.
Shit, I'm not speaking for the masses. Every man can speak. But you know what I'm saying? If we can come collectively and get us something.
All right, so if you had a chance to speak and bring change, what's three things you'd change? What's three things on your request from the government? What's three things you request that must happen for black people?
Nigga, I don't speak to them, nigga. I don't deal with them.
No, I'm just saying, nigga.
I speak to black people. I'm not speaking to no motherfucking government.
No, as far as they like, yo, what you want to do, we give you three things. We're going to go through a wholehearted 100%. We're going to guarantee they're going to do three things.
Nigga,
what you
want I don't believe
them. No, I'm just saying figuratively, nigga. We know that's not going to happen in real life. I'm just saying. If you feel me? That shit is dead, nigga. Like, once you approach them.
Did you hear this, nigga? It's facts, nigga. First of all, I gotta get there. Facts. I gotta get there. Looking like
he wants to ask a question. Hey, tell him to ask a question at the doorbell.
Facts.
I don't know. Can y'all do three things for black people? Get that nigga off our porch.
On some real shit, I may get him there because of my name. They may see the government name and be like, all right, this gentleman here.
It looks professional.
Facts, you dig what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Bring him on into the office.
He has dreads. He's a fucking gangbanger.
Oh, shit.
He's a shooter. He's a shooter.
Nigga, yeah.
But now on some real shit, like.
Nah, I can't, but.
What's three things you want for black people?
That I want for black people.
Yeah, they were like on some G shit. They like, yo, three things we can do for black people, and we're going to do it. What are the three things you choosing for black people?
Man, I'm fan side of shit like that.
Like my three things would be, I need every black person has to get a $5,000 check every 2 weeks.
Damn.
Every two weeks.
Facts, man. Nigga. Every 2 weeks, they need a $5,000 check.
So 10 times 52 is what?
But that's how I'm doing it. It's going. It's only certain. It's based off how much you make a year. The more you make, the thousand, they go by a thousand by a thousand. You feel me? That's how I feel. Then the second thing would be, you know what I'm saying? For all the black people that's on WIC Section 8, they need to be given an apartment. You know what I'm saying? They need to give them a nice apartment. They need to build new apartments. All that old shit need to be torn down and built anew. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? G shit, I need everything built. I need schools for blacks. You feel me? So they can learn their black culture and their heritage. And then my third thing, my third thing would be new books. Like, I need all new books. Like,
You want new lies in school.
Come on, stop playing with me.
You want new lies.
Hello, come on.
You want the new lies. He want the
update. Black people created the Big Bang and you got the world.
He wants the new lies.
You feel me? Christopher Columbus met up with Jermaine.
Oh, my God.
You what you mean, nigga?
They can flip that shit. We can make our shit much better. What you mean?
Put some sauce on it for real.
Shit, just when Jermaine pulled up on Columbus with the deuce and threatened him to get the fuck off the land. You know what I'm saying?
This is my shit. Like,
but on some G shit, like, I want new books made. I want them to tell the truth. Like,
that's what Barefoot told the Wilson and the white people.
But G shit, that's three things.
Yeah, Barefoot told Thomas that shit.
Who?
Blackfoot. He told Thomas that. Thomas is an English name. Blackfoot is an Indian name.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all do the math.
Hey, get him up first. Peace.
Then Lil Ray Ray told Little Wings, hey, yo, Little Wings, if you go down there, you know what I'm saying, you're going to lose that fight, and they're going to walk your asses down the block.
Facts, nigga.
Fuck around. They walked them more than down the block. Them niggas took them niggas through a whole trail.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you call the Trails of Tears. And then on 49th and 2nd, like, what?
Hey, drop that knowledge on later. Like, that's how you do it. Put sauce on this shit. If you're going to tell lies, make sure.
And they was gambling from the Louisiana Purchase and shit. That shit was really hard. Then niggas wasn't trying to make moves. You know what I'm saying? We were trying to escape slavery. Like, you start kicking that troop. Nigga, what?
Nigga, cap, bro. Like, on some real shit, them nigga really crapped out. And the nigga, he bitched him. And that's how they got that Louisiana person. They got the move on. Like, the nigga, like, oh, bro. And the shit go crazy, bro. Because the nigga was winning all night. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, hey.
What really happened was,
they switched the dice to somewhere. Hey, that last roll, when he put everything down there, he took that last blow and let him go.
Our village master, he used to be good at poking and shit. Nigga. Fuck around. This nigga was losing. He was like, well, I bet the village lost to the white man, nigga. That's how we got here. Like, nigga, what?
But, nigga, I really took over the village and some water.
Yeah.
Nigga, did you know they had my people building their own ship and brought them over here? Ain't that some shit? That's some shit. Stupid. Nigga, I'm telling you, if I'm a lie in the book, I'm gonna make that shit extra good. I'm gonna that shit gonna be nah, juicy.
But I wouldn't even lie in the book. I make that shit like, yo, tell 100% true.
But no, sir.
Like, I need a book telling about, yo, black people was building this at this time, no, and this no, person stole it.
KRS-One got one for real. It's called All Street. Like history, but it's like All Street.
Bitch with a plug. I would build that bitch with a plug.
What?
That boat. When everybody, when they go back off land, and shit. Everybody off of it, you got a plug.
When the motherfucker got guns, when the motherfucker got guns on you,
lock
the ball
goddamn way.
They
ain't gonna get out
right.
There.
They gonna do what this nigga tell you to do, bro.
They won't flip nobody else.
That's what niggas be talking about. Niggas be talking that mad heat, bro. Niggas would have ran down on me with the woo woo. I would have.
Facts, nigga. He hop out with the musket. I'm like, oh, damn, he got the musket.
Facts. Nigga pull up on you with that heater for real, but nigga gonna freeze up.
Facts. Shit. That nigga blowing that musket. Shit. I had to grab the what's this shit? The little powder. I had to grab the little black powder, you know what I'm saying? Create a little bomb at the door. Boom. Paul Revere pull up with the wham wham telling me the British coming.
But also realize shit, though. You know what I'm saying? This is a question for all officers, like our listeners. And you too. What would y'all would have done the day you been out on that field and you in the field or in the house, whatever you were doing, and you got that call? I mean, that I ain't gonna say call. That message came through the field. That weed's free. What the fuck would y'all would have done?
If my game. It really depended. It really depended on the master. Remember, a lot of people is free. And the owners are still holding them.
But yeah, but you know they still have, they talking. You know they still had they got that way too.
If it was one of them niggas that was listening to the government, now if he was listening to the government, he came out there like,
no, nigga, fuck the. No, I'm saying back then, I'm saying
so that's what I'm saying.
So if, you know,
if massacre
on Maze plantation, everybody gone. You know the news, and you heard that them niggas done left yesterday.
Yeah, that's how I sound like.
But you know your master still got you out here working.
Oh no!
What you gonna do?
I'm gonna be in the house anyway, so I'm gonna spike his food.
I'm calling a team meeting outside. Yeah. Nigga, everybody sleep. Look, y'all heard we free, right? Nigga, I'm up on everybody like, yo, son, everybody move in. Y'all heard niggas is free, right? We the only plantation left. The rest, everybody else bounce.
Facts, nigga. Look, you the last one in the South.
You know they about to have this party, about to get drunk tomorrow. Everybody gonna leave. It's gonna be like 7 of them in the house. And from my counting, it's 13 of us. Let's kill these niggas and bounce. Be free. What are we doing?
Well, okay.
Off the muscle.
My question. What do you know? You know you got the ones that like, well, I love Mouse, so he was good to me. That I'm what like, you gonna do with that one?
That nigga got to die. What you mean? He got to go.
He the first one. I'm hitting this nigga with a ball.
I'm like, over. Oh, yeah, you nigga look like word. You right. He is good to us, and that nigga gonna be dead with his ass.
What's his name? What's the Randall from Recess? The little rat, rat nigga.
Nah, not even that. Steve from Django.
I'm saying, yeah. What if you got those type?
Son, you see how Django did Steve?
Nigga, I would play them niggas.
I'm gonna get you, Django. Boom!
Nigga. I would play them niggas to the left.
What you mean? Shit. They got me fucked up.
They said they leaving at 10. Shit, 6 o'clock, boy. We don't scratch out on the end. Yeah. We long gone.
Shit. I'm on the next train smoking to the north.
Boy, what? Man. I don't want no train. I'm on a Veep, but I'm a ride. I'm a run.
See, boy. Them niggas start sending them dogs get the gas. It's only a certain amount of time you run, you know where to go.
But my question, who? Nigga, we done sung these songs. I don't, hey, nigga, I don't memorize these hoes. Nigga, like on some real ass shit, bro. This some real fact shit. I watch this show. I don't give a fuck how old this show get. This shit called Underground, my nigga. You deal, and it's about that slavery shit. You dig? Something like Roots, but anyway.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
That shit, bro, popping, bro. I watch this shit, but me, the theme song. When I first heard this, like first started watching the show, I'm listening to the. You know what I'm saying? I noticed like each episode. Or you know what I'm saying? Each couple of episodes, the theme song changed. Or they, you know what I'm saying? So after I start watching the shit, yeah, it does. See, exactly. If you watch the first episode, it plays the whole song. But as they start on their journey, the parts that they need to get to is like the secret parts in the song. You know what I'm saying? Like something about the man, nigga, I can't even think of the whole song now because I'm thinking about it so hard. But anyway, my nigga, like, the song is like, it's just like, I don't know, it sounds like an old little hymn or some shit, but the shit has messages in it. And if you watch the show, and if you pay attention like I was doing, nigga, the show Well, the show will tell you the secret to that song. So now when you start listening to the song, you're like, oh shit, nigga, they got to get to this part right here. Nigga, you'll start decoding the shit too. And then man, that's how I started doing this shit. Like, the show is popping, bro. Like I said, I don't give a fuck how many times. It's, nigga, that's my roots. Like, nigga, sit there and watch Roots all day, nigga.
nigga,
that's my roots. Nigga, I watch it, nigga. I look, bro, Lil Rosalie, bro, and her mom. Nigga, them two, I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
You know a nigga watch the show, he know, he started knowing all the names.
Nigga, what's,
that's your General Hospital.
Nigga, what? Noah, Rosalie, and I can't think of the mom dude name.
That's your one life to live, nigga. What you mean?
Hey, them the three bad motherfuckers on there, bitch. Swear to God, them motherfuckers, hey, bro.
That nigga is so proper as pop.
But my dudes on that show, she was really popping, boy. Like, for real. That's my shit, though. That's just me, bro. Like, I don't know, nigga. I'm bucking. I don't think I probably would have made it to that free day, cause I'm a rebel now, and I know my ancestors had
me. Yeah, I know I'd have got hung.
I would have got hung
like the next day off the boat. Cause I'd have been turned the fuck up. Them niggas would have thrown me off the boat. Like, look, get rid of his ass.
I've been shot, like on some real ass shit, bro.
Nigga, set me free, nigga. I'd be there like, I'm the star. Nigga, stop playing with me.
Like, bro, this shit is just, I don't know, bro. But even on that new modern day Root shit, I can watch that one too all day. And the old joint too. But I don't know, bro. I think I've been long gone. Or at least handicapped, nigga, because I'm running. Like,
I've been on some motherfucking Harriet Tubman shit. Freeing what? Niggas on the low.
Mm-hmm. It don't.
Jeez, like, I'd been catching Freeman.
In my mind, nigga, I'm Nat Turner. In my mind, I don't know.
Jeez, shit.
Like, what are the odds of you just somebody coming through singing about, hey, nigga, I know how to get up out of here. You dig what I'm saying? Like,
son, you know it's real when you had to sing your escape.
Facts, nigga. Like, so I'm saying, so
think about that. You know how real it is? You had to sing your escape, my nigga.
But this the kicker, though.
Motherfucker gonna tell me I can't get along.
But, this is how I love black people, and I love my people. Nigga, we came and learned your shit and were finessing you with your own shit in front of you.
They don't understand that, though. Mm-hmm. They don't understand that.
You do what I'm saying?
They don't understand that.
you
don't understand that. Nigga, we learned your language and shit, ran with your shit.
Facts,
now y'all
nigga.
Looking at us like, how in the fuck?
So when I sit there and say, hey, how you doing, Master, or whatever, however they say that shit, I'm really telling my own way, hey, we fucking them up tonight. It's the last ride for Master. Like, you dig what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. We got these old, like, that's crazy shit. Like, you can't sit here and tell, like, me.
I know our ancestors is mad as fuck with us with the killing, but I wonder if they ever thought we'd come this far. Like, you know what I'm saying? I wanna be like, yo, them niggas came far as shit from.
You far but still short.
Huh?
Far but still short.
Yeah, yeah, feel me. Hell yeah, like, nigga, damn, y'all niggas killing each other like that. Y'all killing them niggas more than we can. They'll kill us, but you know what I'm saying? But it's like, yo, son, it's something to think about.
And I fuck with that shit though, cause them niggas came from different tribes, villages, mm-hmm. and the niggas linked up as one. Like, yeah, niggas had different languages and everything, but we gonna learn that one language, trump this shit. And you know what I'm saying? That's, nigga, that's the one I be talking about. How I be telling niggas, hey, nigga, you gotta play the game with spades, but you chain the trump. Hey, sometimes you don't have the jokers in all them spades. Sometimes you gotta let them hearts and them clubs work. Them diamonds sometimes, like, hey. Sometimes that little tense can be bad as fuck on the board. Like you know, nigga, facts, bro. Like,
niggas don't know how to play the game, player.
Nigga, I snuck up out of here. Uh-oh, he gone.
Niggas don't know how to play the game. That's what I like.
And you get that. Damn, I thought I count that one. And then what that put you on life? One New York cities, two New York cities. Fuck you mean? That nigga that got jeweled already. Yo! He don't even know it.
Well, make it funny, my guy be like, what's going on? Oh, no, this is just it. This drunk ass Winston. This is all drunk Winston.
Oh, yeah, I'm burnt my damn face.
Oh, drunk ass Winston.
Oh, he always do this.
That fella looks dead.
Bro, that's my shit right
now. Nah, we about to leave now. I think you fella needs to come with us. Yo, that shit is a classic, man.
Man, y'all don't know anything about that.
You don't know nothing about that shit. But make sure y'all go to anchor.fm/DaQuanAndrews/support and support us. You already know. That's anchor.fm/DA-QUAN-Andrews/support. Yeah, B. So, Patty Mayonnaise, I got a question for you. You know he about to come with a crazy-ass answer. He got that laugh. You ever hit him with a question yet? You ready? So, you know, you've been in the military. You was in the military. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, do y'all think y'all underpaid for what y'all do?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, underpaid. They cover... They don't pay like they should. That's just like law enforcement. They don't pay law enforcement like they should. You think you should? You think every 2 weeks you get paid? It all depends on your rank. But you gotta be there for years before you get paycheck that's over $2,000.
God damn.
Every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be there for years.
I hear people getting paid $10,000 to get shot at. You know what I'm saying? That's not where it's at, bitch. Nigga, Wendy's make
10 for you. It's not even that, though. Shit. I can cross a nigga and get paid 100 mil.
You can't really talk bad about the military because, I mean, military, it's stability. It don't matter what you do. That's just like somebody, it's like a homeless person. Homeless person can go right now to a recruiter and have everything he needs to go in the military and go in 6 months after he get into the military. It's going to change his whole life. But a lot of people.
Nah, but see.
Nah.
With the military, they accept everybody. Yeah. As long as you can motherfucking work out, you good.
You true shit? No, it's not just you can work out.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
You got
but,
some
you know,
criteria.
But you know, the first part, the ASVAB, then you get in. You know what I'm saying? Once you pass the little workout shit, little boot camp, you're in the game.
It's just, hey, look.
But see, you know, when you put in the application and you should say Ron Davis. It says Ron Davis. That's a nigga. Keep that one. Push that one onto that pile.
True shit. You
grab
right
the one that says Tom.
You're right. You know but how saying? You know Tom really working? Tom so, just
they don't know. They guess they don't know Tom a whole heroin addict.
Hey, he finna rob
falling
this
asleep on the job.
He finna rob this bitch.
Fact. Tom called Steve and Mason. They about to hit that bitch next week.
Fact.
You done skipped over Rod Damon because the name. That nigga got 4 degrees.
Now next thing you know, Ron Damon. Sir. You calling this? Yeah, I need a lawyer. I have an accident. Yeah, this is Mr. Butler.
How you doing, Mr. Butler?
I do it again. You show up in court. Yes, Your Honor, I'm Brent Davis Butler. I'm here to represent my client. And you be like, this motherfucker.
Not even. You know what killer game?
You know what I'm saying?
He put an application in. Yeah, my name is Rod Davis Butler. Okay. Yeah, we're not hiring right now. You see a white nigga walk right past you. You looking in the window. You see the nigga's I-5. I'm like, yo, you're hired. You like, oh, wow.
That shit happened to me.
3 years later, you done hit the lotto. You walk in that motherfucker. Oh, you're in Damon Butler guy. Yeah, sorry, we still don't need you. Oh, no, I'm the boss now. We don't need you. Like, that's the killer.
Nigga, I done bought this building.
I done bought this bitch, and I'm shutting it down, bitch. We don't need you.
No, look.
You hear me? Hey, nigga, the one in the back right there, the one that was like, we don't take blacks. Remember that? Remember you told her to pass my application?
This nigga mad, no.
Go ahead and pack your shit. You can leave, too. Nigga, this whole establishment changing. We changing this to pop copy.
You fucking stupid. You're fucking stupid.
A lot of niggas don't know what pop copy is, bitch. Niggas don't know what pop copy is.
Yo, what's
know?
Up, it's pop copy B? Fuck that. Yo,
you're fucking stupid, bro.
You, Dave Chappelle's a dumbass anyway.
Yo, facts. But, nigga, y'all know what that pop copy life about, nigga.
Yo,
stuff.
Nigga, you stupid.
See, I'm on.
They're at pop copy. We don't give a fuck.
Facts. Bitch, you want to speak to the manager? Why I'm the manager? Like,
that's the killer.
Yo, that's my shit right there.
Wrap that shit up, B.
I'm on a tangent now, bro. Yeah, I was just all the, matter of fact, today is what? Yeah, Thursday, bro. Tell me why I'm watching the Mad Real World. Dave Chappelle, bro. I will forever watch that skit, bro.
That shit is hilarious.
The Mad Real.
Why is he looking at me like that? What are you talking about?
Like that?
He doing it. He doing it. I don't know what you're talking about. How about looking at you?
Niggas is violent. Like yo. The brain back of a banana cognac, bitch. Yo, this nigga was snapping.
That nigga said.
Yo, that's.
And you had sex with her too, Tyrone? Correction. Lysol had sex with Kate.
I just feeling it. Yo, this nigga had a whole pool.
No, you had sex too.
Nigga.
Correction. I had sex with Katie too. Katie had some big old titties.
But you stupid. You stupid.
Hold on, y'all. We're about to check in for commercial break.
That's right. Crafty Creations on Facebook and Crafty Creations 5_ on Instagram.
What's good, y'all? We back. You already know.
What it is, man. Keep the energy flowing, man.
Thanks. Make sure y'all check out Crafty Creations _1. Check out Riot Creations. You already know.
Get some of that good promo one time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, bro, I'm some real stuff, man. My ways are different, bro.
You say who?
My ways of thinking is different, bro.
Nigga, you reaching that age, nigga, that light come on. You
know how
they say you reach that certain age, that light come on.
No. No, nigga, I'm talking about on some whole other, like, nigga, I ain't think I'd be as forgiving now, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, I be, like, on some real shit, like, you know.
They come with growth.
And niggas, like, niggas be kind of be feeling like other people, like, feelings and compassion, type, like, you know what I'm saying, type shit, like. I don't know, my nigga, but I know my aura be. I try to keep that whole clean as fuck, dude. Like,
yes. Yeah, I come myself broke. Like, you know, I had to. Nigga, I definitely had to grow into that shit.
Like, nigga, man.
Grow into, you know, forgive. Nope. Never forget, though.
Facts. I don't be stunned at forgiving, dog. With it. No, I'm just saying. Forgive, you know, shit, bro. I don't be stressing that shit.
Peace. I definitely be on peace and trying to get everything.
Do
know,
I?
Get my family in order. But you know what I'm saying? You can't get other people order if you don't have yourself in order.
Man, what?
That's what made me try to work with my family. I said, if I have a family, I can't say, yo, I know how to handle family. My family ain't together, you feel? So I had to work on my immediate family. So when I started to have a family, I know how to handle my family.
Man, I respect it, man. Do what you gotta do. I already know, like, me, bro, I don't be tripping off some guy. I be tripping off some people. I don't say just guy, because females be tripping, too. When they can't go chill with their homeboy or homegirl for a few days, or I ain't heard that nigga in a minute, but he don't even fuck with the kid. No, nigga, that person have a life too, like.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I just had posted a post on Facebook, and it said, you know what I'm saying, how many people got friends from 20 years ago? I'm like, nigga, I got friends. I'm so cool with nigga. I knew niggas in sixth grade.
I seen that.
Nigga, what, bro?
I said, you know. But that's what makes it real. Niggas know, you know, niggas is grown. Pat niggas got
rocking,
lives.
Boy, me and Pat been rocking for a little minute, boy.
Since like, 3, 4.
Yeah.
No. Really, since we was
babies, bro. Like, for real. Like,
nigga whole
friendship longer than niggas' relationships. Nigga, that's some shit. That's crazy, bro.
That's something to think about. That's what. You know what I'm saying? Let you know what I'm saying? Just because a nigga be busy or be working to maintain his family, that doesn't change the relationship, you feel me?
But, you know, I'm stressing, my nigga. Life is life, dude.
Now, some niggas don't understand that. Some niggas be bitching. Oh, nigga, you hit me up. You don't fuck with the nigga no more. You like, nigga, I have a life. Like, nigga, I have to do shit.
I know that I'm just experiencing this shit right now. This is just an experiment for me right now. For this little alien that I am. Get what I'm saying? Do you believe aliens, bro?
Nigga, hell yeah, I seen the UFO. What you mean?
When?
Nigga, when I was in Brooklyn.
I am some real shit, bro. I think I seen one today, bro.
Son.
No, like, I'm on some real ass shit.
All
bro.
People, you ask me a question like that.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
you know,
nigga,
damn,
I
believe in aliens.
Nigga, I be bullshitting. Like, me, see, I be thinking, like, nigga, we are aliens. Like, fuck the motherfuckers we looking for. We are those. Like, that's how I be thinking.
I think there's other shit out there that look way different from what
we've seen. Oh, of course. Of course. Nigga, we ain't the only ones. You gotta be a dumbass.
We're a parasite to the planet. Don't get me twisted, but I don't feel like we're an alien to the planet.
Nigga, I think I'm an alien. Because I'm different, bro. I don't belong.
Everything's different. Nigga. Everything is different. Nothing's the same.
No, I say that to say this, bro. Because I say that people don't belong here. Me. Because we the only motherfucker that have a choice. Like, we don't fit in. I don't care what it is, from the grass, from the dirt, the grass, to the sky. All that shit, when shit changes, it changes with it. Like, food, animals, them niggas ain't got a choice of what the fuck they eat. They got it. They growing up knowing that one day I'm going to get ate the fuck up by something. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But niggas, on the other hand, nigga, nah. But, and then it cold out, so I'm going in. Shit, I ain't walking, I'm driving.
But that
the
doesn't
car.
Take us from being a parasite, we're just a bigger parasite.
Nigga, I'm we different.
I said that to say this.
Well, I'm an alien, bro. I'm an avatar.
Not even. I said that to say this.
The whole giggle pit out here.
Think about it like this. Even the smallest shit can think. Nigga, a jellyfish.
Of course.
A jellyfish has no brain but can motherfucking get around, maneuver, and know what to do.
Of course.
You see what I'm saying? So
my question: how I be hitting niggas and you don't know what's going on around you? Like, hey, what's going on here?
So it was like, just because we deem they don't have a choice, them niggas do got a choice. They choose what to do. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas do have a choice.
That's life, nigga.
Don't get it twisted. They got a choice. Them niggas cannot eat if they don't want to. You see what I'm saying? You got a lot of animals.
So you saying the shark? So you saying the shark stop swimming if you wanted to?
If you want to, he'll lay his ass right there. And I say that to say this: you got elephants with elephants. elephant when elephants die, elephants have a funeral. Them niggas will legit get around dead elephant and have a funeral. Facts. Some of them will mourn the elephant so bad to where they'll choose not to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So to say the animal
that's a nigga, that's a person.
You know what I'm saying? So animals do have a choice. It's just that what makes us a parasite, we really harm the planet. You know what I'm saying? We harm the planet so fucking much.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Trying to better ourselves.
I know that shit.
You feel me? But that's why I said we're a parasite. I don't think we're aliens.
Well, I'm an alien, bro. I think I'm gonna stick with being an alien. I'm gonna be an avatar. I don't want to be an alien.
Wait, when that motherfucker, the
avatar's cool.
When that motherfuckers pull up from outer space and jump on that motherfucker with that squirrely, ugly looking face, that's the alien. Man,
hey, what do they look like? What we think they look like, or what you think they look like?
You're right.
What does a nigga look like?
That nigga to me is still gonna be an alien, bitch. Because first and foremost, you came from somewhere else to came here. Now, just like if you go somewhere else, nigga,
you go to juniors, like you
nigga, not even. What happens? What do they call you when you go to another country unannounced? An alien. An infidel.
That's exactly why I say.
Exactly. That's so why I say we're alien. If a motherfucker come over here that look like me, off rip, he's the alien. Alien here?
Huh? That's the whole reason why I say we're alien here, bro.
No, how are we alien here when we was here?
I don't know. How you know you here?
We was here.
How you know?
There's proof. There's scientific proof that proves we was here.
I don't believe.
We didn't come here from another planet.
I don't believe science, bro.
How you don't believe in science?
Because it should be science. Getting cracked all the fucking time, bro.
That's just what like science history. Is.
No, bro. No,
science,
no.
Science. Son, the definition of science is proven every day, and to make science better, that's what's so good about science. What makes science better is proven, is broken to be proven again to make it better. That's what science is. History, niggas don't make history better because nobody can keep coming with the accurate truth with the shit.
Man, niggas don't want to tell the truth.
With science, you can constantly, science is to prove something that you can constantly get back at the back, back at the back, back at the back.
No, you can get all the right answers in science.
You don't, but that's why they only focus on the things they're right on. Like, yo, son, you know what I'm saying? This is this.
Right on what?
I'm just saying on the situations.
Well, tell me how I got here then.
Which, you got here through your mom and dad procreating, making your ass.
Not really.
How you figure?
I don't know.
You started off as a sperm cell inside your daddy's balls. You swim faster than your other brothers and sisters. You got to the fallopian tube, got to the ovary, nigga. You broke into the egg. You know what I'm saying? You start fertilizing the egg and you start being creative. And then you came out the vajayjay hole.
I don't think it happened like that.
What you mean? It happens exactly.
I don't think it happened.
What you mean? How you think babies are made now?
Hey, bro, I'm going to stop playing. Niggas going to hear think I'm tripping. They're going to think, like, this is really slow, bro. Nah, I'm going to stop playing. Hey, bro, I'm going to stop playing with
y'all. Sure, you see, I'm like, nigga, hold on.
I'm going to stop playing. Niggas be like, yo, this nigga really dumb, bro. Nah, bro. I'm just
got a question. Yo, that's how he really thinks?
Yeah, facts. Nigga, he's like, yo. Yeah, we can. Nah, this nigga dumb. No, we can't keep listening to this
shit. You need to fire him, sir.
Facts. But nah. I'm just kicking sticks. Nigga, I'm fucked. This shit is just. Oh, shit. Sing giggles, nigga. Bro, I know what's up, nigga. I knew I was a strong guy. You know what I'm saying?
You was a fast swimmer. You was like, look. If we all don't make it, nigga, somebody gonna die. Fact. One nigga gonna make it, the rest of us gonna die. And I ain't dying in this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make it.
I'm gonna get up out of here.
Nigga, you was a winner from the beginning.
Facts, nigga, so therefore I could not fail.
Facts. Nigga, been winning since day one.
That shit is slick, like, funny, though.
Right.
Like, nigga, you came from something like a little egg. Like, a little.
You came from a sack.
Like, facts, nigga.
You came from an adult. Oh, shit. Goddamn. Oh, fuck. God damn.
Woo! That's funny.
It was
bro.
Crazy. He just sat in there for a minute, and right before he slid out, you came out.
I'm gonna make it.
You feel me? You outswim the rest of the crowd. You made it. You outswim, I think it's like 20 million sperm cells that come out. You outswim like 20 million to 100 million. Nigga, that's beating the odds, nigga.
What?
That's beating the motherfucking odds, boy. And you had to do that all in like 7 minutes? That's beating the motherfucking odds.
Nigga, that's a boy.
You was swimming, boy. You using that bitch Michael Phelps.
Been around the world and I
this nigga.
What? Nigga, just shit. Silly though. Like, nah, bro. I'm just like, it's crazy, man.
Definitely something to think about.
Now, why I don't real shit, nigga, I just be... I be tripping out stuff. Like, on some real shit, nigga. I have so much good-ass energy, nigga, that I just be sitting there chilling someday and just break out and start laughing on just regular shit, on just normal, regular thoughts that I just have, bro. Them niggas be like, bro, you good, bro? Yeah, I'm straight, nigga, my bad, I'm sorry. Like, real shit, I have so much good energy. Some days I just can't hold that shit in. I just have to let it out, nigga. Like, I be goofy. Just like right now, nigga, I'm goofy as shit right now.
That's how you know you're in the hot box chronicles. You get in the zone like that, baby. So I got I'm gonna start some new shit on the Hot Box Chronicle podcast called The Fuckery on Facebook. And the reason why I want to start that,
I don't be on the book, sir.
I know, but you know what I'm saying, I'll be seeing a lot of fuckery.
Oh Lord.
And it says it's the shit from Benjamin Reichman on Facebook.
Y'all can follow that nigga if you want to. You know what I'm saying? That stupid
man, ass nigga, they ain't finna get no motherfucker. No, don't, nigga. Sit, don't edit that nigga name out here. What the fuck you talking about, boy?
This, nah, I want people wouldn't know what dumbass said some shit like no, this. Don't, he says,
you ain't got to.
Look, it says how to know if you're gay. It says, what? Listen, it says Amazon Prime is some women shit. I never heard a man say they got a subscription. Now this is he took pictures of other people, other men saying this.
Mine ran out.
Of what?
Huh?
On what?
On Amazon.
Amazon Prime. Let's say if a man got Amazon. Basically saying if you got Amazon Prime as a man, you get. The next one says,
man, he don't see
this is from a female.
He's the one.
Why? Because it means you shop too much?
Not even that. This nigga got two Amazon Prime. Faggot ass. Shut your punk ass up, man.
A female said, a guy ordering dessert on a date is a red flag for me. That's a female thing to do for real.
Oh, say what?
A guy ordering dessert on a date is a red flag for me. That's a female thing to do. So basically, it's gay if a man orders dessert on a date.
Who's simple-minded?
What are he paying for?
Son.
Ain't no what if nothing. Bitch, if I want some ice cream, bitch, I'm getting ice cream.
Basically, you gay.
Because 10 times out of 10, I'm going to be under the influence of marijuana. So,
this one
bitch, if I want some
nigga,
ice cream, I'm getting ice cream.
That's what I said the fuckery on Facebook.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
This one dumbass nigga said, I want a smoothie on some weird type time. I don't usually drink feminine shit. Nigga, I fuck a smoothie up,
baby. Boy, what a green juice smoothie, bitch.
I go right to
Fayetteville bitch,
to my life smoothie, nigga, and I take my grandma there. I took your ass there, too. That shit was good, wasn't it?
Bro, them fresh nigga, ass fruits they be using in that bitch.
God, that shit's so delicious.
That,
fuck that nigga talking
that
about.
That green juice smoothie,
I'm a smoothie
bro,
head,
nigga. Oh, my God.
I get the island vibes. Or the
it's a
mango beets. Nigga,
it's
that's
a,
my shit.
It's a banana joint too. Boy, I be fucking them hoes.
Nah, look, I took this as a shot to the heart. Some bitch said a grown man craving crab legs is gay. I don't care. I love crab legs. Nigga, I personally ordered, nigga, two clusters of Dungeness and two clusters of snow crab legs. So if I'm gay for ordering crab legs, bitch, I guess I'm gay.
Yeah, I don't eat that bullshit. But yeah, come on,
crazy man. That shit delicious.
Bro, I don't even really be fighting eating meat, bro.
Since they want to talk about food, caviar.
I'm not eating that.
Caviar is what?
Fish eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not eating that shit. That shit looks disgusting. I'm not. I can't do that.
Out of all the weirdest shit you eat, nigga.
I'm sorry. I can't do that. Wait a fucking minute. Andrew Zimmerman from Bizarre Food. That nigga eat pig balls, cow balls, bugs.
He eat weird shit too.
But you know what? He don't eat oatmeal. He said oatmeal is the most disgusting thing ever.
Yeah,
I said, nigga, you ate brains. And you talking about oatmeal?
Yeah, oatmeal nice too.
Yeah, I'll eat that shit.
But you eat cream of wheat.
Facts. It's better than oatmeal.
But brains.
I don't eat that shit either.
Brains
nigga,
is just
I'm tired
fat.
Of, I get tired of grits.
Brain is just fat and muscle.
I'm not eating that shit.
That's all it is.
I don't give a fuck what it is. I eat that shit.
Yeah,
I mean,
forget this shit.
That shit ain't for the fly.
I don't be fucking with. I'm trying, like, on some real shit, nigga. I probably eat flesh, like, maybe once a week, once or twice a week. I try to stay away from that shit. It kills my energy, bro.
Crab legs don't kill my energy. I fuck up some crab legs.
I don't fuck with the shit like.
Bro, I tell you, that's you. I ain't giving no crab legs or no motherfucking hamburger. I fucks it up. I don't even.
You know what you sound like again?
What?
Bro, I ain't fucking no pork. I can't get eat no pork alone.
Oh well, now that's one thing. I'm damn sure I get. I fuck a cow up. I love steak.
You used to say the same shit about pork, bro.
No. I used to like bacon, but after a while I started eating it because the salt content used to get out of crazy.
Oh.
And I don't like salt. But as far as a hamburger. On my SO you will, I'm never getting
that. That means on my SO you will.
Seafood, on my SO you will, I'm never getting that.
I don't give a fuck, nigga. You only have a soul, so fuck you talking about.
Bitch, I got a soul.
You got a soul in your shoe.
Yeah, shit, nigga. I got a soul right here keeping this motherfucking show power here and that motherfucking moonwalk like Mike.
But you don't have one, bro.
They said when a man, this one bitch said, hate when any nigga say LOL, that's gay.
I hate when you bitches nag. How about that?
since you just want to be fuckery on Facebook, it's fuckery in life. I hate when bitches.
This one chick said, when I see two men going to get breakfast together, I automatically assume they gay. Like, why y'all up so early together? So it's gay because two brothers.
Okay, and every time I see two bitches in the salon or getting their nails done, you must dive. Come on. We gonna keep it. No, since y'all bitches wanna play like that, we gonna play like
nah,
that.
Not just one bitch said it, not all bitches.
I don't care.
All females, excuse
me. Even swapping those swindle. So there you go.
Some white chick said it's gay when a man have a backpack on.
Really?
One nigga
so,
said,
Hold on, whoa, pause. So you rather see these 2020 niggas with these purses on than a nigga with a backpack?
Fanny packs and shit.
That's a purse, nigga.
Nigga ain't rode a bike in so long, got a fanny pack on.
That's a purse, nigga.
I know, I'm just saying.
I've heard a nigga ask, bro, y'all see my purse? Swear to God, bro, on everything.
Oh, well, listen to this shit.
Like,
this says, this one nigga said, y'all niggas really be out here listening to female music, y'all gay.
You crazy as fuck. That
nigga,
shit, bro.
I listen to Tony Braxton, Mary J. Blige, Deborah Cox.
Nigga, I listen to all in, types of music.
In Vogue.
You feel female music?
Karen White.
It's better than you niggas talk Monica. About the same shit.
Facts.
Who gives a fuck about how many bitches you fuck? How much bread you got? At least these hoes talking about some feelings. About the last nigga they dump and moving on to the next nigga.
Look at this shit.
And be singing about the dumb
this shit right here gonna hit you hard. It said, as a man, if you tell your partner to get home safe, you're gay.
What?
Yeah.
Because I'm concerned about my brother well-being. I'm gay.
Facts.
Well, you just have to be
this type of time stupid ass people are fucking on Facebook.
Yeah, bro. Please, can you please just stop? That's you know what you niggas sound like? Bitches.
This nigga said no homo, but I just went to the library and got some books.
How's that homo, nigga? The dumbass need to read.
The fuckery on Facebook. I gotta make sure I put a nice little intro for that shit. That's what that segment is. The fuck your face. I gotta have a nice little intro. Look, what really grinds my gears?
Oh my gosh, bro.
Nigga, what? Nigga, what really grinds my gears?
I'm about to do that shit.
Facts, but we gonna end it for the night on that note. We love y'all most definitely. Peace and love as always from your boy Day.
Peace. Love, stay blessed, man. Get y'all some sun, get you some nature. I think my name should be Nature Bop, Nature Boy Bop. But yeah, that's gonna be my new shit. I feel like Doughboy. New nickname alert. Fuck
you. Shout out ADD, you know what I'm saying? I would love to interview Kev on stage. I ain't gonna
look. Yo, Kev is smart as shit, too.
Kev's the one that put them on.
Yo, Kev's smart. Mm-hmm. I'll be watching that Wording with Tahir shit. Kev is smart, bro. It's a CP smart too.
You want to say bye to the people, Pat?
Nigga, it's not bye. See you later, nigga.
See y'all next time, episode 4.
Whatever. Nigga said he coming back every time. What they
talking about? Logic kid. Peace.
Out.
Y'all be safe, man. Get y'all some sun.
Facts. Peace and love, y'all.